Hello Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabaka Ncube. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the drug abuse scourge as research shows that over 57% of young people in Zimbabwe use illegal drugs. This has seen an increase in violent crimes that include murder, rape, and domestic violence. Research done by experts in the country show that unemployment and economic challenges are the main contributing factors to a rise in drug abuse by young people. The Zimbabwe Coalition on Debt and Development has expressed concern that drug abuse has set the country back by several years, as people who should be working to develop the country are now incapacitated. A study conducted by a sociologist, Mr. Ishmael Mugari, titled "The Emerging Trends and Response to Drug and Substance Abuse Among the Youth in Zimbabwe," shows that more than 57% of young people are using illegal drugs. He argues that drug and substance abuse has reached crisis levels in the nation of Zimbabwe, and despite efforts to curb the problem, new forms of drug and substance abuse are emerging. But before we dive into this issue, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. In Central California, it is harvesting season for strawberries and citrus fruits, but some farm workers who aren't legal U.S. residents are staying away from work, following migrant roundups that are part of President Donald Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. Jenya Dulot has our story.
Alejandra is an undocumented farm worker in California who does not want to show her face or share her last name for fear of deportation. She says she was on her way to work earlier this year when agents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, started rounding up undocumented migrants around the city of Bakersfield.
That was on Tuesday when they started the raids. And on Wednesday, we didn't go out because we were scared. We heard and saw the whole day that ICE was being very active. They were in the key places where all the farm workers have to go through, where the citrus groves are. So the next day, I didn't go to work because I was scared.
United Farm Workers Union President Teresa Romero says two of their members were detained.
The farm workers that were deported had been here working for 15, 20 years. They don't even have a parking ticket. They were stopped in the street. It's not that they had a warrant against a specific person. They were just stopped by unmarked vehicles going home from work.
While the Trump administration says these first migrant roundups will focus on suspected criminals, U.S. border czar Tom Homan says it is only the beginning.
As the aperture opens up beyond criminals, you will see more arrests. I made it clear, if you're in the country illegally, you're not off the table.
In Bakersfield, resident James Miller says deportations may create a shortage of field workers here, but immigration agents must enforce the law.
I think it's misleading when it was interpreted that they were going to raid the schools. So they have a job to do, and they should do it. Is it going to impact us? Probably so.
Another resident, J.P. Avalos, says the economic impact here may be significant.
We'll see 2-3 months' time where when the Latinos and you guys, when this happens and they kick them out, let's see what your food costs are and what you guys got to do to get that, you know?
Neighboring Ventura County has also seen immigration enforcement raise under the new administration. More than 80% of field harvest harvesters here are undocumented migrants. According to estimates by the nonprofit Farm Bureau of Ventura County, Maureen McGuire is the bureau's CEO.
If we have mass deportation and we lose the labor force that harvests, there will be a lower supply of food for, you know, those individual commodities that are affected, and then the grocery stores will be in competition for who gets that limited resource. That will drive the prices up.
Alejandra says she went back to work picking carrots a few days after the roundups, but is keeping herself and her U.S.-born son out of public places in hopes of avoiding immigration agents. Jenya Dulo, VOA News, Bakersfield, California.
With that report, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, the VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Recently, a 29-year-old man from KZ raped his 12-year-old sister while under the influence of drugs. A Rarotaut killed his colleague over 50 cents in a case linked to drug abuse. Mfakosi men reportedly fatally stabbed his mother 19 times. Last year, a Chegutu youth strangled his mother to death while under the influence of drugs. These are just a few examples of the lives that have been affected and some lost due to drug abuse. To discuss this issue, we are joined by Valley of Hope Rehabilitation Center founder, Mr. Sugu Ncube. Welcome to the show, Ms. Ncube.
Thank you.
We also have on the line Pastor Venon Chamba. Welcome to the show, Pastor Chamba.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
We'll start with you, Pastor Chamba. We have seen an increase in violent crimes, and most of them linked to drug abuse. What needs to be done to address this problem in Zimbabwe?
Yeah, once again, thank you so much for the opportunity, Studio 7. What I really think and what I believe should be done to decrease the number of such negative incidents is I have to talk about the parents, the guardians first. Our children, you know, there is a saying which says we must always catch them young. We as parents, we as guardians, we are supposed to teach our children in the ways of the Lord whilst they are still very juvenile and young. You know, even at churches, nowadays I see that a lot of people from churches, they are now into teaching prosperity gospel, and churches are very fond of monetary issues. But the truth is that we have to take that, we have to sink our children into the teachings of the Lord. We as the church, we have got a very, very big role to play in terms of teaching our children to abstain from drugs, our children must be taught that the only commandment in the Bible with a reward of a very long lifespan is honoring your father and mother. We need to teach them of the negative consequences and the negative results that can befall them before they fall into sin. There are so many things, so many bad things that will happen to our children if they do not abstain from drugs. You know, they end up being jailed, and so many things are happening in jails. They end up being raped in jail, and opportunities for them to go out are very, very slim. And also, we need to advise and encourage our government to come up with different strategies and to come up with ways they can also assist us, because our children are school goers. They go to church, they go to school not only to church. So we need to come up with a subject as the government. The government has to come up with a subject, introduce a certain subject that can only focus on teaching the children and the students to abstain from drugs. I think in that way it can help us a lot.
Thank you so much, Pastor Chamba. We'll go to Ms. Ncube. Ms. Ncube, as someone who founded a rehabilitation center, what are some of the things that you are doing to help people who are addicted to drugs, and how has been the success rate so far, Gobulawayo?
Gobulawayo, I mean, the success rate is very good. Rehab, you know, is to take away the kids from the streets and isolate them so that they can get a chance to detox. Like the other speaker said, Woody, these kids, it's mostly environment. They have it all started, and I noticed that it all started after COVID. That's when most of these kids started abusing it. So rehab is to take them out of that, of the streets, because no matter what they do, they'll get it. No matter how expensive the drug is, they will make sure that they get it. So in rehab, we try to take them away, and we require a minimum of 3 months. In 3 months, a child would have detoxed then. We have to say rehabilitated. So we keep them indoors, and we give them different programs and different professionals. Like, they have a counselor that comes to see them every week. We have a doctor, a psychiatrist that comes to see them. Because usually when you take abuse drugs or alcohol, there is a psych, it affects you mentally. So they come and see them and prescribe whatever medication, medication the doctor sees fit. And then we entertain them there so that they are bored. So usually, like the other speaker said, it's the blame to the family. Sometimes they have reasons why they abuse. Some of them, it's not just abusing because they just want to. Sometimes it's peer pressure from friends. Sometimes it's just a relaxation or for fun. Sometimes it's boredom, curiosity, or at times it's family, you know. So we've got together with family rejection, or maybe something to do with the family, whatever it is. But it's usually very blame your family when we talk to them. So we try to figure out what the reason is, and see if we correct that reason, and just try to put them, make them busy. Like my rehab right now, they are doing driving classes. All of them are all doing driving classes. Some of them have passed, some of them never made it, and then some have started driving. So just to keep them busy,
to
think of ama drugs. Okay, sorry. It can be successful. Sometimes it's not. It's just like a jail. In jail, you may take prisoners in there, but it's up to them whether they want to change or not. See, now we can be a disciplinary measure. But end of the day, the choice is theirs.
Yeah. Hayi siyabonga kakhulu sizaphenduka kuwe laphana Miss Ncube. Pastor Shambati Chimbo Dzoka kwa Muri. Pane mumwe mutereriwo aisa comment apa ari kuti yimimoya leyo ancho abadala abafuni ukusilungisela amasiko yikho kwenza sikuthathe izidakamizwa ngoba lawe uyabe sukhathele ngemimoya leyo. Pastor Shamba varikunyora apa vari kuti ivo nyaya irikukonzeresa zvese izvi inyaya yemhepo vari kuti pane mimweya iri kubata vanhu vari kuti idzi inyaya dzekuti vanhu havachade kuti vange vachitevedzera chinyakare kana kutevedzera zvimwewo zvechivanhu munoona seiwo pfungwa idzi mufundisi chamu.
Ya hongu ipfungwa dzakanaka maonero avo akanaka haana kuita asi chinoitika hongu ichokwadi mhepo dzinoparticipeta zvakare kuti inogona kunge dziri mhepo dzakaipa asi chinoitika ndechekuti mhepo dzakaipa dzinoteera munhu wese muupenyu isarudzo yako kuti urambe kuti mhepo dzakaipa handidi kuti dzinditeere dzindibate. Hakuna munhu mumwe chete anofema mhepo yamwari akasvika namwari asingateverwe nemhepo dzakaipa. Mhepo dzakaipa dzinoteera munhu wose kusanganisira naimini zvakare ndiri kutaura. Chinhu chandakatombosangana nacho madhiragi ndikawana mikana yakawanda asi ndakaita sarudzo kuti izvi handidi. Saka ndopi tiri kuti vana vedu sevabereki vanofanira kunamatirwa vachiri vadiki vachidzidziswa kufamba munzira dzakanaka. Sevabereki ngatiwanei nguva yakanyanya nevana vedu zvichida kana kutotenga kana matapes madvds kana even mamovies nemateachings kuenda payoutube zvinowanikwa izvozvo paintaneti tichivaratidza kutoona mwanangu hona vana vedu zvinozogumisira zvaakuitika kwamuri mukasarudza nzira yekutora madrugs. Hona zvinokwadza mapapu zvinokwadza mapapu zvinokwadza mwoyo zvinokwadza zvinhu zvakati ende zvinogona kukonzeresa kuti njere dzako dzirasike. Saka sevabereki tinofaramba tichidzoka kuvabereki ngatiitei kuti tione vana vedu ngavafambe navo kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kana kumajeri handei tionovaratidze nekumarehabilitation center. Hona uyu akauraya vana vake ivo vari mujeri vakauraya vabereki vavo. Tinokwanisa kuti isusu sevabereki tine vana vachiri madrugs vasati vapindana nemusituation iyoyo handei nevana vedu ikoko kwavari tichivaratidza kuti hona zvakaitwa naningi hona zvaakuitika kwavari kuti vana vedu vachizvionera zviri maziso mavo. Ngatirambei tichinamatira vana vedu sevabereki tichivadzidzisa kuti zvinhu zvakaipa ngatisiyanei nemazviri. Bhaibheri chairo rinotaura kuti murume akarurama saanofa anosiyira mhaka yake kuvana vevana. Mhaka inotaurwa hadzisi dzimba nemotokari chete hadzisi mhaka inosanganisirana nemakunyange nemari asi zvinosanganisira zvakare Jesu. Jesu ndiyo nhaka. Saka ngatipei vana vedu nhaka yakanaka vagoramba vachirarama nenhaka vachiziva kuti zvinhu izvi number one zvinokuwadza utano zvinhu izvi number two hazvidiwe namwari hazvidiwe kunyange nevabereki vedu. Saka mhepo dzakaipa dziriko asi panodiwawo of course need yekuti kereke ngatisimu ngatibatanei sekereke hazvina mhosva kuti unoenda kuRoma unoenda kuFM unoenda kuchechipi ngatibatanei sekereke semudzimai waJesu ndo zvinotaura Bhaibheri. Toisa musoro imwe chete tichinamatira mhepo yakaipa iyi nekuti tikanamata tikabatana sekereke mhepo iyi tinoikurira mhepo iyi tinoikunda.
Tinotenda mfundisa Chamba. Miss Ncube siphenduka kuwe ukhulumela phana ngodaba lokuthi lithathake isikhathi esingaba yi-3 months se-detoxification. Ngemva kalokho kuyini okwenzakalayo? Abazali le-community bengancedisa njani ukuthi abantu abakade bethatha izidakamizwa asebeyenelisa ukuthi bazithiye ngenxa yokuthi bengene ku-rehab laphana ukuthi labo baqhubeke ngempilo bangabuyeli ukuthatha izidakamizwa bengenza njani abazali kanye le community Miss Ncube? Ye Mancube uyasizwa yi ungani gasizwa laphana mfundisi
tithi sorry bengilizwa bengimuted ukuthi lingabe lo msindo umfundisi ekhuluma
ah alright
kulungile umbuzo lo sibili ngumbuzo osinda kakhulu onzima ukuthi ngiwuphendule kodwa ngizazama ukuthi ngiphendule uyazi ukuthi abazali bathwele nzima kakhulu lokhana ukuthi each and every parent ule different ulokukhathazeka okuchiyeneyo ngomntanakhe uzwa different stories inyembezi ezichiyeneyo so abazali labo thina sithi ku rehab labo we give them counseling ngoba nje abona ukuthi it feels like you've lost umntwana you've lost your child but at times uzabona ukuthi lathi abazali we are to blame because ungazakhangela ukuthi especially thina omama silesihlelo labantwana uyabona silesihlelo labantwana so uzabona ukuthi i problem uyayibona but kodwa ukuthi umhambisa umntwana ku rehab uzabona ukuthi ulesihlelo lakho so I've seen a lot nge rehab ukuthi sometimes singasithi kumama lingabuyi lina let us handle it because umama yabe sekhathazeka
yes
but then okay, as abazali
sikubambe mbijana laphana mancube kulo omunye ongenileyo kucingo sizaphenduka kuwe laphana alo lingenile kuhlelo alo yebo linjani
yebo linjani mntana
siyaphila ngubani lo esixoxa laye lingenile kuhlelo sikhuluma lapha ngezidakamiso
no unjabulo mthetho promenkani
ye ungaphosela lakho laphana baba
ye abafowethu bona benzi kahle but inkinga isuke ekutheni akunanto yokwenza ma uhleli ucabanga kusuke sekunzima ukuthi wenzeni uthonekhe wenze ntoni so laphana ma bebhenizami zoba bezama ukuthi bepholise ingqondo bezama ukuthola ukuthula but akuyona into e-right lathi sesichela njengolutsha ukuthi sizamele something for ukwenza
hayi siyabonga kakhulu baba mthethwa ngokusipha lani umbono wenu sibuyele kuwe laphana mancube ungaqhubeka ukusachaza laphana ukuthi abazali bathwele nzima njani ngane lokuthi omama bengenza njani ungaqhubeka laphana mancube
futhi abazali bathwele nzima ngabantwana but at the same time basuka bebe lesihlelo ikakhulu omama so thina i-rehab esiyenza ukuthi siyahlala labo si labo ba need counseling ngoba uyabona ukuthi mentally aku affect umntwana onguye abusayo but ku affect lawe umzali mentally ngoba usukhiya iminyango usukhiya everywhere ama fridge ngoba they tend to steal abantwana labo just ukuthi be lokhu ukudakwa kwabo so kufanele umzali akhiye lapha akhiyela so khona kuya ku-affecta mentally ngoba umuzi wakho awusakholisi kuyendlini so abazali kufanele bebe willing ukuthi belethe umuntu the only way ukuthi ulethe umntwana vele ku-rehab engalokhuza engaba le problem ngoba as long as esendlini uyadelela endlini umntwana uyabe selijayele njengabazali so kavele kalilaleli so uzalalela umuntu okuza than umuntu osendlini nxa sesiyahlangana labanye abalama problems ona lawo ama drugs yikho yena sezazibone ngani ungcono kulabanye kumbe sezicompare labanye khonokhona kuyanceda ngoba akulo ngena willingly bonke bangena vele sibathatha ngeforce so abazali kufanele abantwana to answer iquestion yokuthi abazali kufanele benzeni kunzima ngoba ekhavela kula nto yokwenza obviously abantwana have nothing to do they have all their time in their hands to be elokhuze emagrosa besenza ubungezwa besenza all these things kubuya le peer pressure so umzali akala nto angathi ayiyenze otherwise ukuba yenza abantwana bebe le something to do kube nama-projects i-government like the other speaker said ukuthi maybe i-government nxa ingayenza something ama-projects just to entertain these kids ukuthi bengabi free to do whatever they want to do.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Yayi uyihlafunile sele wayebamba kuhle laphana siyabonga Miss Ncube. Kulomunye ongenile njalo kuhlelo ecingweni. Hello lingenile kuhlelo.
Hello linjani?
Siyaphila ngikoxalo bani lapha lisifo isithinta lengapi? Yes, siyabonga Mandlovu lingenile kuhlelo lapha lilubona kanjani udaba lolu lwentsha esidala amacala azwisa ubuhlungu ngenxa yezidakamizwa kungenziwa njani lapha?
Into esicela ukuthi besicela nje intsha yaseZimbabwe ukuthi ugovernment angenele enhlupheni zokuthi abantwana bakhona ukuthi babe ne-future kahle. Abanye abantwana bathole ukuthi la bahlala khona isimo sabo sisuke singekho right. Abanye they join drugs because bacabanga ukuthi le nto le yiyeza bayenza ukuthi babe right kanti baphuma endleleni. So ama-projects angasize entsheni yabantwana basakhulayo ye ngabe ngasiza kakhulu ebantwaneni. Angazi noma nangiphawula kahle.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu Mandlovu. Pho abazali ungabatshela umbiko othini laphana Mandlovu, ikakhulu labo abakhangelane lodubo lokuthi abantwana sebeqalisile izidakamizwa, ubengenza njani?
Ngicela ukuthi umzali angabi namahloni maye umntwana wakhe ngathi uphume endleleni, acele usizo noma adinge i-advice kwabanye abazali ukwenzela ukuthi naye ame aqine naye akwazi ukumela umntana wakhe. Abanye bahluleka nje ukuthi bakhona ukushera iy'nhlupho zabo sometimes ukuthi abantwana babo basuke bemedomini thole ukuthi akasamameli kodwa anganayo into engasiza ukuthi yena akwazi ukumsiza umntwana. So okunye okungcono ukushera ezinye izinto ezingabe zihlule enganeni.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu Mandlovu ngokungena ehlelweni. Tizoke kwamuri Pastor Chamba tava kupendera chirongwa chedu chanhasi. Mungati kudiwo kumuri yeZimbabwe tichiona kuti dambudziko iri riri kuenda richikura sezvo vanoita ongororo vaona kuti pane vechidiki vanosvika ivo 57% vari kusangana nedambudziko rekutora zvinodhaka. Ndeapi mashoko amungada kusiyira mhuri yeZimbabwe panyaya iyi kuti ingabatsirwa rubatsiro rungaitwa rwekuti kunge kuchipedzwa dambudziko iri rwakamira sei? Chii chinga matano api angatorwa kuti pagadziriswe nyaya iyi Pastor Chamba?
Mazvita zvakanyanya, mazvita zvikuru nenguva yenyu mustanyubera. Mashoko endingade kusiyira mhuri yeZimbabwe pamufundisi Vernon Chamba ndeyekuti ngatirambe tine mukutenda muna Mwari, tichiziva kuti dambudziko rarawira vana vedu iri dambudziko rawira generation yedu. Mwari vanotidzikinura. Ngatitorerei mafoni vana vedu. Vana vedu vari kunyanya kuona zvino social media mazuva ano ndo iri kukanganisa vana vedu zvakanyanya. Mukavaona vari pamawhatsapp groups, vari pamafacebook vachiita magroups avo, kazhinji kazhinji vari kutaurwa zvisina kana musoro, zvisina nematurosa. Vanhu vari kuronga vanotumirana mavhidhiyo ane mafirimu evanhu vasina kusimira. Vana vanotumirana macontact numbers evasikana, vana vasikanawo vari kutsvaga vakomana. Saka ngatiimitei kuvapa freedom zvakanyanya kuti vatambire pafoni, vatambire pasocial media. Vana ngatigadzirei maprograms savabereki kumba. Vana tichivaudza kuti nhasi kana uri musi wechitatu, nhasi kana iri Chipiri, nhasi kana uri Muvhuro, ngatiwaneiwo kana maawa maviri ekugara pasi tichikudzidzisai upenyu. Vana vangu, siyana nezvakadai, siyana nezvakadai, tora nzira yakadai. Ngatiwanei nguva yakanyanya nevana vedu, tibhondi navo. Ndinofunga kuti ndo zvinhu zvandingade kuti mhuri yeZimbabwe itore mashoko angu iyaya. Tikadaro zvinhu zvinochinja kumakereke, kumachechi, children's ministry, Sunday school. Ngatirambe ngatitsokodzere evhangeri rekuti vana vakudze vabereki, vasiyane nezvinodhaka, vasiyane nezvino zvakaipa.
Tinotenda Pastor Chamba. Ngamafichane Mancube, iwapi amazwi ongaatyela ke imhuri yeZimbabwe sesigqiba uhlelo lanamhlanje?
Into engingayitsho yikuthi okunye kufanele siku-understand. I know kuyafrustrate okwama-drugs abantwana, but okunye kufanele sikuzwisise njengabazali esengunanzelela ukuthi abakuzwisise ukuthi umntwana nxa se-hooked kuma-drugs, ama-drugs yiwasemcontroller.
Yes.
So we need to help umntwana. I see kuti yena nguyo control ama drugs. So we are one of us that we are frustrated. So we take this umntwana, so we send an
Siyabonga Mancube, isikhathi yiso esesisichiyele laphana. That brings us to the end of our show. Thank you all for joining us. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kancube.